Welcome to all of you here. Yeah, Merry Christmas. I also want to welcome all of those who may be viewing online. We're going to start off tonight with just a couple announcements. Worship will be held at 10:30 a.m. this Sunday, and our annual meeting will be on January 9th following the worship service. The Shady Oak Bible Study in person and online will be at 7 p.m. on Friday, January 31st. And just a reminder, we're still on our Christmas break right now from confirmation and Sunday school. So there's no confirmation or Sunday school this Sunday, the 26th, or the following Sunday, January 2nd. Whose kid is that? That's my daughter. All of you should have gotten candles as you came in. We will light those during our closing hymn, Silent Night. So if you didn't get a candle, reach out to one of the ushers there and you can get one. Are there any other announcements that should be made? All right, then let us continue with our first hymn, I Am So Glad Each Christmas Eve.
Now the waiting of Advent is done. As the sun has set and light fades from the sky, this Christmas Eve we light the Christ candle. This is to remind us that Jesus Christ came to bring us light and life. In John 8:12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
Now let us sing the last verse of I Am So Glad Each Christmas Eve, printed in your bulletin. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son into this broken world that we might have salvation in you. May you bless this service now as we celebrate his birth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now let us sing our next hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
reading from
John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now let us sing our next hymn, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. From Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Please rise for our next hymn.
Oh, from heaven above.
Remain standing for the next reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." You may be seated.
Yes.
I invite you to rise as you're able for the reading of the Christmas Gospel from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, I read in Jesus' name. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Congregation may be seated. Let us pray. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Be born in us. Be born anew in us today. I ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. And you are to give him the name Jesus. And we're told why. Because he will save his people from their sins. Wow. Imagine Joseph. When Mary gave him the news that she had heard, that she was going to give birth to a child conceived by the Holy Spirit who would be the Savior. And then she goes, tells her fiancé, Joseph. By the way, Joseph, guess what? And Joseph, troubled as he was, knowing that it was not his child, but not wanting Mary to suffer public disgrace, was trying to figure a way to deal with this, to show mercy to Mary, and yet maintain his own dignity. And then comes the angel and fills him in. You are to give him the name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. Joseph knew that people of his day needed saving. They were under Roman occupation. And yet, with one stroke here, the angel wipes away all those notions of a political savior. No, he was informed that the real problem of God's people, his fellow Jewish people, but not just them, everybody, was sin. It's been said that every gift comes with an insult. Is anyone going to go home and open gifts tonight? Do you anticipate opening gifts tonight? Some few of you? Maybe tomorrow? Any gift opening? Has anyone already opened some gifts? Okay. Why do people give gifts? Well, maybe you think the person you're giving the gift to lacks something. And the hardest thing is to give something to the person who has everything. But the angel here seems to indicate that we all are lacking something. We're lacking to be freed of our sins. I don't remember exactly when it happened. I suspect it was around this time of year, and I was making some last-minute shopping efforts, and I was in the parking lot of the Walmart in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, trying to go home, and the van wouldn't start. And if you've heard this story before, just hang on, because it'll probably come out different this time than the time you heard it. That's what memory does. It changes things. The point is the same. I was there trying to get the van started. I'm kind of a hands-on kind of guy. I think, okay, this is not too unusual. This shouldn't be too difficult. Open the hood and start staring at it, thinking, okay, do I see if I can get a jump start here or what? And as I was pondering this in my mind, an angel of the Lord appeared. Well, it was a woman who was walking out of Walmart anyway. And she came up and just offered this unsolicited advice as I was standing there figuring out what I was going to do. She said, usually it's just you need to clean up those battery posts and that'll take care of it. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate the help. Merry Christmas. I got this. And she walked off. And I stood there pondering, a little bit agitated. I didn't ask for her help. I didn't think I needed her help. I was going to take care of this just fine. And I, given the vintage of vehicles I drive, it's normally prudent for me to carry a few tools. And so I thought, well, what do I have to lose? Except maybe just a little bit of pride. So I got out my tools and started cleaning up the battery posts. A gift comes often with an implied insult. The gift can come humbly, and we can be grumbly if we don't think we need the gift. Joseph was also in need of this gift, as was Mary and every other human being that's lived since Adam and Eve. Jesus is the gift. The gift who would come to separate people from their sins because their sins had separated them from God. The prophet Isaiah says, "Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you." That separation between God and man is why Jesus came. It's why they gave him the other name, Emmanuel. You see, he had to become God with us so that God could be with us. He couldn't be Jesus, the one who saved us from our sins, unless he was also God with us. Truly God, yet truly human. The one who could stand against Satan, and the one who is truly vulnerable like you and me, so that he could pay the penalty, so that he could be the gift. Martin Luther's said there's three miracles here in the incarnation. Three miracles. One was that God and man should be joined in this child. The next is that a mother should remain a virgin. But the greatest miracle here is that Mary should have such faith as to believe that this mystery would be accomplished in her. That a virgin give birth is a mere trifle for God. That God should become man is a greater miracle, but the most amazing of all, he says, is that this maiden should credit the announcement that she, rather than some other virgin, had been chosen to be the mother of God. Had she not believed, she could not have conceived. She held fast to the word of the angel because she had become a new creature. Even so, we must be transformed and renewed in heart from day to day. Otherwise, Christ is born in vain. This is the word of the prophet. Unto us, the prophet, God's word, speaking not just to people long ago, but to you and I here tonight. Unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. And this for us is the hardest point. Not so much to believe that he is the son of the Virgin and God himself, as to believe that this son of God is ours. That's where we wilt. But he who does feel it has become another man. Truly, it is marvelous in our eyes that God should place a little child in the lap of a virgin, and that all our blessedness should lie in him. And this child belongs to all mankind. God feeds the world through a babe nursing at Mary's breast. This must be our daily exercise, to be transformed into Christ, being nourished by this food. Then will the heart be suffused with all joy, and will be strong and confident against every assault. That day in the parking lot, I didn't want to think I needed the gift of the unsolicited advice. But I did receive it. And the van started with just cleaning the battery posts. Imagine that. I wouldn't be surprised if that was an angel of the Lord, just to teach me a lesson. Come to us. Abide with us. This Christmas, Jesus comes again for you. And that's the whole message. God with us. God with you. Receive him. Accept the insult. Receive the gift. And be set free. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor John. In a moment, we'll sing our closing hymn, Silent Night. So you're going to want your candles. And someone will come down the center aisle here, and they'll light the person on the outside their candle, and then you can light your neighbor's candle. Just remember to keep the already lit candle vertical, unless you want some wax hair removal on your hand. So, once everyone has gotten their candles lit, then we'll turn the lights down and sing Silent Night.
Thank you. now receive this benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Merry Christmas.